Good morning. It's 8 a.m. on Tuesday, June 16th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. In ongoing construction, drivers can expect delays at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, where road repairs, landscaping, and line painting continue through the spring. Expect delays on Johnson Street between University Avenue and Aberdeen Street through July 30th, as crews complete storm sewer improvements. Motorists on Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue may encounter delays as the city installs new pedestrian crossing signals. King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road remains reduced to one lane in each direction, as Utilities Kingston installs new water and sanitary mains. Drivers should expect delays on Taylor Kidd Boulevard between Coronation Boulevard and Collins Bay Road for paving and improvement work. Motorists in the St. Lawrence Business Park should expect nightly closures on Innovation Drive between Highway 15 and Matchin Park Lane from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. for paving operations. In closures, Princess Street between Frontenac and Division remains closed for the city's major reconstruction project, which includes utility upgrades and improvements for pedestrians and cyclists. Berry Street near Queen Street remains closed for construction activity related to 283 Queen, while Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William Streets is closed for construction staging. John Street between Montreal Street and Bagot Street remains closed through July 31st for water and sanitary service upgrades. University Avenue between Johnson and Earl Streets remains closed through June 17th due to delays in site servicing work. Wright Crescent between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent remains closed for roadway repairs and pedestrian safety improvements. Sydenham Street between Princess and Queen remains closed to through traffic as part of the Sydenham Street Community Space Project. As of yesterday, Norman Rogers Drive between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Van Order Drive is closed to through traffic for road rehabilitation and safety improvements. Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue continues weekday school street closures from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. for Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. And looking ahead to event closures, Concession Street between Nelson and Alfred Streets will close the morning of June 20th for the annual Kids Duathlon, while Princess Street between Barry and Bagot Streets will close June 20th for the Princess Street Promenade. Ontario between Brock and Clarence Streets will close June 21st for the city's National Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations. Now turning to the weather, we're expecting temperatures to climb to a high of 23 degrees today. We'll have a mix of sun and cloud and a 40% chance of showers through the day. This has been your quick morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Hello, 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 and welcome, folks, to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are halfway through June, and I apologize for my absence as of late on this program. Big kudos to dear friend Jesse for helping out covering while I was away. You know how life is, folks. It just throws you some curveballs, and now here we are. But, it'll just be me, no co-host for the time being, you know how it is. But we're holding down the fort, we're having a great time, I appreciate you listening. We just heard none other than Jeffrey Lewis, exactly what nobody wanted, tell me about it. And now we've got some new Guided by Voices. If you can believe it or not, Guided by Voices put out another record. I know. It's hard to believe, but here we are. This song is called We Outlast Them All. Here we go. Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dean, and we just heard Butterfly. That's a new track by Snail Mail. Before that, we heard Wolf Parade, We Built Another World, and at the top, Guided by Voices, We Outlast Them All. Folks, I've started a new position. I am now, not to brag, a natural resources worker for the city of Toronto, which is essentially like a gardener, but for the ravines and the natural areas. We pull invasives, we spray pesticides on, you know, plants we don't want, and we plant plants that we do want. Pardon me. Yeah, it's a really great gig, having a lot of fun. But I have to tell you this one story, which makes me laugh. So we were at Cherry Beach, just not even spraying, just putting signs down to notify people that we would be spraying. Lots of dog strangling vine up and down the trail along the beach. And we were stopped by this one, I don't mean this as an insult, soccer mom-ish lady. I'm not going to use the K word. I feel like that's overused. She was not happy that we were putting up signs about spraying and was peppering us with questions about it. And we were just explaining to her, like, hey, like, I'm sorry, miss. Like, you know, like, we just have to do this. This plant, like, you can see it all over the place. It's not a good sign. Like, we're doing what the city wants. We're just doing our jobs, which is normally my go-to line. But maybe I should rethink this, because she was like, oh, you're just doing your job? Do you know who else was just doing their jobs? Have you heard of the Nuremberg trials? And so we had to explain to this citizen that we were aware of the Nuremberg trials, but we don't really appreciate being compared to Nazi foot soldiers when we are, you know, just trying to keep a park nice and neat and make some room for some actual pollinator-friendly plants. But anyway, that's a classic, you know, if you're working for any sort of government organization, you're going to have to deal with. Well, have you heard of the Nuremberg trials? Kind of related, I guess. I don't know. We've got a European kerfuffle with this next track. It's Geese Crusades. Here we go.
Usurper with No One Left. Prior to that, we had Actor Director with Cabin Witch. We heard from Fruit Snack with Going On the Patch. And we kicked off that four-track music block with Real Kevin and his latest release, Living and Dying in Utah. Coming up next, we have got In the Afterglow with Northern Line Keats. We're going to hear from Brett Aaron with Save Myself. We're going to hear a release radar from the outstanding Tiny Horse. We've also got music coming up from She Shone, which, yes, I have to be very intentional with my pronunciation because that one feels like a tongue twister. So we'll have She Shone with Halcyon Days. And we're going to hear from Samantha Savage Smith with Eyes Wide Shut. Yes, like the Kubrick movie. But the title, because my mind is deeply damaged, makes me think of the veritable new metal classic called Eyes Wired Shut by Alter Bridge. If you were a fan of early 2000s rock, alt-rock, and new metal, you'd be well-versed with the likes of Alter Bridge. But you're probably not, because you're listening to this station and not like K-Rock or Big FM or Huge AM or Large Giant Mega-Sized FM or any of the other channels that are owned by, I think, Post Media. We are independently broadcasting, and we will continue to do so. So thanks for supporting us. This is In the Afterglow with Northern Line Keats, coming up on your Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Posterity's sake. Life just happens sometimes. On this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Tiny Horse's latest single off their upcoming album that starts off as a sentimental goodbye-soaked ballad before flipping into a full-blown Europop banger. It's a point-of-no-return anthem. Once things break, they stay broken, glowing with hot summer warmth and channeling the rush of Robin with the arena-sized catharsis of Arcade Fire. Good luck outrunning that feeling. And if you're a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on our channels, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream You'll Never See Me Again by Tiny Horse on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Didn't raise no quitter. You should move back just a little. You could be a really good hitter. There's nothing like fresh air. I'm picking daisies for your hair. You said you'd see me next summer, but you never did. Stop pretending the world is fucking ending. Thought I needed you. You'll never see me again. You'll never see me again. Daddy drank away his liver. You opened up over dinner. Ghosts are nothing to fear. Left camp early that year. Missed you back when you were mine. Now I just miss you all the time. You said see me next summer, but you never did. Stop pretending the world is fucking ending. I believed you.
That was Samantha Savage Smith, Triple S, no relation to Triple T, with Eyes Wide Shut. Prior to that, we heard from She Shone with Halcyon Days. We had the new Tiny Horse track, You'll Never See Me Again, as part of our Release Radar program. And we heard from Brett Aaron with Life Happens off his EP called Save Myself. Coming up next, I'm going to take it in a bit more of a rock direction. We've got King of Foxes with Cinnamon Heart. We're going to hear from Lovelet with Freedom River Float. And we've also got music coming up from the likes of Post Fun with, what is it? It's off their album called Hunting Music, but this is Something, brackets Anything, featuring Moira and Claire. All that and so much more still to come on your Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call. I hope you'll stay tuned. We got a lot of fun stuff coming down the pipeline for you.
I'm a mess. I'm looking forward to a moment that I'm gonna regret. Zipped up like a tornado in a cocktail dress. Going to town, you'll never see me again. I got you spun and you know it. You've been spinning round in my head. Get me in your bed.
What?
Chase me.
Softly whistling, it begs us to special love.
Cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Tell me, how do you pronounce Agricola Street? I've been given false directions all week. You said you've been here since 2016. You've been studying rocks or something.
I don't care that you're doing something.
was Post Fun with Something Brackets Anything featuring Moira and Claire. Coming up next, we're going in a bit of a Latin jazz direction for a brief moment here, because I've been really digging the latest release by Orbital Ensemble called Continua, and we're going to play our second track from that album on this program called Deusas. We're also going to hear from Satya with Circles. We've got a lot of really great music coming up here as we make our way into hour two. So thanks for tuning in, folks. I think it's a great way to start your Tuesday. Tuesday, I will be honest, when I was working an education job, least favorite day of the week. Everybody says, oh, Monday. It's like Monday, the kids were still tired. Tuesday, they were no longer tired, but we were still very far away from the weekend. So they were feral, they were savage, ruthless, bad, bougie, whatever acronym or adjective you want to use. So trying to generate that positive energy on a Tuesday morning, because it's, at least in my humble opinion, usually, often, my least favorite day of the week. But that's changed now that I'm kicking it in the stew every Tuesday morning. Anyways, I digress. This is Orbital Ensemble with Deusas off Continua on your Tuesday morning in the Wake Up Call.
find you in your own mind. I tiptoed around each dark corner. Your demons, yeah, they chased me down. But I became immune to their bite. Oh, and it hunts me down. It really hunts me down. And I just can't take it. I just can't. I guess the empathy that I saw.